We welcome you to the studio. Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one this week here from the NovaCare Complex. Big win on Monday night for the Eagles against the Colts. Now we turn the page and look ahead to the Washington Redskins, who come to town on Sunday. Chip, I'd like to first start with kind of just some football knowledge, if you could help me out on this. The screen game and what makes a screen pass work, and kind of the evolution of getting the football to the running back in space, and how it's kind of changed the game in the NFL.
Well, I think part of it is that it's generated because there's outstanding pass rushers in the league, and what you're trying to do is slow the rush down with your screen game. You know, if the D linemen are slowing down their rush because they're worried about the running back on screens and not coming after the quarterback, then that's really kind of an answer. If you get a team that's really doing a great job rushing the quarterback, you need to be able to screen them. So takes athletic linemen in space, and then takes a running back that has a feel, and I think both our running backs, LeSean and Darren, have a really good feel for that.
And it's not just a screen. I mean, there's other ways. Everything that you ran on Monday night wasn't a screen to Darren Sproles.
No.
Can you talk about some of the other ways to get the football to
Yeah, we're just, I mean, we've got option routes to Darren. We've got just, he's running check release flat routes and just things where if he gets matched up against in man cover, sometimes our quarterback's always looking for the best matchup, and a lot of times it's our running back on a linebacker.
Is it rare to find back? I mean, we've got two of them here, LeSean and Darren. Is it hard to find running backs with this kind of skill set?
Well, I think when you talk about being a complete running back, you have to be an outstanding runner first and foremost, but you also have to be a great pass catcher and a great blocker, especially in blitz pickup, and I think those guys do all three of them. We're always looking for complete running backs. Some guys have one strength that's better than another, but I think you got a couple guys there that are strong in every facet of the game.
How much does that help just everything you want to do from a game plan standpoint?
Well, it gives you answers, you know, when people, you know, and that's what we want to try to always strive for offensively, is that we have answers. If people are going to play us in this, we can do this. If people are going to change and play this now, then our answer is to kind of counterattack that and go a different way and be a, but you need to have players running. That's why I've said our offense is always personnel driven. It's easy to say, how do you stop this defense? Well, it's easy, run this. But what if you have a guy that can't run that? You know, so we feel like we've got some weapons at all of our spots that if you're going to be vulnerable and try to load up on one aspect over another, then we've got a chance to be successful.
Do the running backs here have to know the routes of all the positions across the board?
Yep. I mean, I think everybody does. We teach in concepts first, so everybody has a really good understanding of spatial awareness and where everybody is at certain times and where they need to fit into that kind of puzzle that we're putting out there for the quarterback.
Chip, this offensive line had some injuries to begin the season. You get Andrew Gardner starting at right tackle and Dennis Kelly at left guard in a hostile environment, on the road, national television. They really seemed to stand up to the challenge that whole group up front did.
They did. All five of those guys played really, really well. We were fortunate we didn't sustain any injuries up front, so you know the five that started the game finished the game for us. But I thought in their real extensive, first real experience of extensive playing time, Dennis and Andrew did a really good job and held up very well for, you know, obviously the loss of Allen and the loss of Evan.
The challenge doesn't get any easier on Sunday. The Eagles against the Washington Redskins. 10 sacks for the Redskins. In their win Sunday against Jacksonville, what's that group on defense doing so well?
Very talented, obviously. You got two outstanding linebackers in Ryan Kerrigan and Arakpo. Two real, real what you're looking for. Guys that can set the edge, guys that can rush the quarterback. They've added Hatcher, who was with Dallas, who I have great respect for. I played well in the two games we played against Dallas last year, and now he's with them. Perry Riley's an outstanding middle linebacker. You obviously have D'Angelo Hall as one of the real good corners in this league. They brought Ryan Clark over from the Steelers, who's another really good safety. They get Brandon Merriweather back. So they're solid. They're solid on the at every level, at the first level on the defensive line, obviously at linebacker, and then in the secondary. So I think statistically they may lead the NFL in a lot of the defensive categories right now. And their first two games they played well defensively.
On the other side of the ball, Washington runs the ball very well. What kind of challenge is that for this Eagles defense?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody knows about Alfred Morris. He's had an outstanding career there in the short time that he's been in the league. They do a great job with the zone running scheme. Obviously, there's been a change at quarterback because of RG3's injury to his leg. So, but I think Kirk Cousins really fits into what Jay Gruden's trying to do down there. Got the ball out, was very, very efficient when he got in there. So, you know, they'll hurt you both run and pass.
Do they play with a lot of, you know, is it a similar kind of structure with whether RG3 is the quarterback or whether it's Kirk Cousins? Do they change much when there's...
It seemed like it. You didn't have a great volume just because Coach Gruden's only had two games under his belt down mm-hmm. there, so it's a whole new coaching staff. So, you know, going back to last year and looking at the offense, you're not going to gain much out of... You don't really gain anything because Coach Shanahan was the coach down there. But, you know, Jay's a West Coast offense-based guy, knows that offense really, really well, and Kirk's executing it for him. So I think they completed, I think, almost 75% of their passes in their first game. You know, it's a high completion, high tempo, get the ball out quick, and I don't think they really changed from RG3 in there to Kirk.
Last one for you, Chip. The short week, you've got the players in. They've already been at practice. No days off. What are the keys to getting them back mentally and physically?
Well, I think they're obviously in a good mindset because they're coming off the high last night. So, you know, that's a positive. We had a productive meetings today. We'll have a walkthrough later on this afternoon. And then we'll pick right up where Wednesday is our Wednesday. And we'll get right into the swing of things. Same Wednesday, same Thursday, same Friday, same Saturday, and then go play. So, you know, everybody's got a short week at some point in time. If you play a Monday night game, we had an extra day off last week. We don't have a day off this week, so it all kind of evens itself out.
Chip Kelly, good luck on Sunday. Washington Redskins in town. NFC East schedule opens. And we thank Chip Kelly for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.